Use views, make Philly news. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, with my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The Philadelphia Inquirer, one of that city's two major daily newspapers, is in the news itself these days after hiring controversial former Bush administration lawyer John Yoo as a monthly columnist. Letters and emails critical of the Inquirer are pouring in. Lisa Ernst of Philadelphia wrote in her letter to the editor, "How in the world could John Yoo's legal analysis of anything be informative? What next, an investment advice column by Bernie Madoff?" Will Bunch of the rival Philadelphia Daily News wrote, "It's not about muzzling John Yoo from expressing his far out of the mainstream opinion in the many venues that are available to him, but whether a major American newspaper should give Yoo his actions and the notion of torture advocacy its implied endorsement by handing him a megaphone." John Yoo served from 2001 to 2003 as a deputy assistant attorney general in the Office of Legal Counsel in the Bush Justice Department, where he worked under Jay Bybee. There, Yoo authored or co-authored the torture memos, the legal advice given to the Bush White House authorizing harsh interrogation practices. Yoo defined torture in one memo by writing, "The victim must experience intense pain or suffering of the kind that is equivalent to the pain that would be associated with serious physical injury so severe that death, organ failure, or permanent damage resulting in a loss of significant body function will likely result," unquote. Judge Baltasar Garzon of the Spanish National Court is moving ahead with an investigation of the so-called Bush Six, which includes Yoo and Bybee, as well as former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, William J. Haynes II, then General Counsel to the Department of Defense, Douglas Feith, former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, and David Addington, the Chief of Staff under former Vice President Dick Cheney. These six could possibly face criminal charges in Spain for enabling torture at Guantanamo and elsewhere. They might think twice before traveling abroad to Spain or other European nations. Yoo, Bybee, and another Bush Justice Department attorney, Stephen G. Bradbury, face an investigation into their conduct by the Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility. The Justice Department could forward the report to state bar associations where the attorneys could be disciplined, possibly disbarred. Bybee, now a federal judge, could be impeached. The disbarment strategy has been embraced by grassroots activists as well. The group DisbarTortureLawyers.com said, "On Monday, May 18, 2009, a broad coalition of organizations dedicated to accountable government and representing over 1 million members filed disciplinary complaints with state bar licensing boards against 12 attorneys for advocating the torture of detainees during the Bush administration," unquote. Disbarment would certainly be a problem for many of these people, perhaps costing them their jobs. But the detention interrogation practices that gained their official sanction from the highest level of the executive branch have had much more serious and far-reaching consequences for hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the globe. John Sifton is a human rights investigator who recently wrote a piece called "The Bush Administration Homicides." He concludes, quote, "An estimated 100 detainees have died during interrogations, some who were clearly tortured to death." Sifton told me,
"These aggressive techniques were not just limited to the high-value detainee program at the CIA. They spread to the military with disastrous results. They led to the deaths of human beings. And when there's a corpse involved, when there's a dead body involved, you can't just have a debate about policy differences and looking forward or looking back."
And back to now Philadelphia Inquirer columnist John Yoo. Will Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News, who writes the blog Attitude, told me,
"Philadelphia is a city of 4 million people. John Yoo grew up here, but he doesn't even live here now. And to think this is a voice that's reflective of the community, you know, frankly, I think it's an insult to true conservatives that, you know, that the best voice they can get on the editorial page is somebody who's famous for being a torture advocate."
I was in Philadelphia this past weekend and got to hear Grammy Award-winning soul singer John Legend give the commencement address at the University of Pennsylvania, his alma mater. He said in his speech,
"As a nation and as a world, we need more truth. Let me repeat that. We need more truth. When you look at the list of crises we face, there's a common thread that ties many of them together. The people who created these crises or allowed them to happen either didn't look hard enough for the truth or didn't listen to the voices that could tell them where the truth lived. We lost thousands of lives and spent billions, possibly trillions, of dollars fighting in and rebuilding Iraq, all based on the false premise that there were weapons of mass destruction, or that Saddam Hussein was in cahoots with Al-Qaeda and caused 9/11. All falsehoods that were allowed to poison the debate, while dissension and fact-checking came too little and too late. We've spent trillions of dollars bailing out banks with phantom profits that were selling financial products whose values had no grounding in reality. The fact that some of them didn't even understand their own product didn't stop them from getting millions of people to buy into it. Meanwhile, the regulators and the press failed to ask the right questions and bear witness to the house of cards until it had already collapsed. From the war in Iraq, to credit default swaps, to the internet bubble, to the real estate bubble, too often we got caught up in the hype and failed to see the real truth. Too often in business and in government, people are rewarded for having the answer that the person they report to wants them to have. Yes, sir, we can provide mortgages to people who have no down payment and can't afford the monthly payments. Yes, sir, we should buy the cheapest possible toys from factories with low safety standards and not worry if it poisons our children. Yes, ma'am, I can write a legal brief to justify torture.
The students listened with rapt attention. There are many Philadelphians who can write an inspired debate that leads people to action. John Yoo has done enough harm. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.